Hey guys, good evening. It is John C. Morley here, serial entrepreneur. Welcome to YFYL, Inspirations for Your Life. I'm so happy that you decided to join in with me tonight. It's Sunday. It's May 5th. It's 2024. It's great to be with you. I know there was a little rain by us in Jersey, but the rain has gone away now, and it's great. And we're on to our master topic here, guys. Thank you so much for being here, whether you're here at 8:14 a.m., 8:14 p.m., or 3 a.m., 3 p.m., or 6 a.m., or 6 p.m., doesn't really matter. Thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Do go to the QR code and check out BelieveMeAchieve.com for more of my amazing, inspiring creations that'll improve the quality of your life if you want it to. All right, guys. So our master topic for the whole week is life is like a stained glass window. Yesterday, we started talking a little bit about stained glass, what it is, and we're going to dive a little more and morph into different things. Of course, we're going to get into some motivation about stained glass because, you know, that's why I picked it. And the granular topic for tonight is, well, you know what that is, right? It is enlightenment. Enlightenment unveiled, navigating life's stained glass moments. All right. So the first thing I want to talk about here is the fact of what stained glass is. Stained glass, ladies and gentlemen, actually allows us to be able to see someone's true beauty. When we have stained glass, the first point I want to talk about is sparkling in the we call it the sunlight. You can discover how people radiate with vibrancy and energy when life circumstances are favorable. That's sparkling in the sunlight. Embrace those moments of joy, and illumination that can really propel us forward on our paths and give us so much enthusiasm and confidence to do anything we want in this world. Okay. That's the easy part. When there is that, it's easy to find it out. Okay. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's about what we see in life, okay? What we see in life. And so everyone can see the glass a certain way, right? They all can kind of see that. But if they're a certain way, then how does that happen, right? How does that actually happen? And so what you don't seem to understand is that That's the real beauty. Okay. That is the real beauty of doing this. But there's more to it than that, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot more to it than that. A lot more. And so if we understand that there is truly true beauty and we appreciate that, then I think our life has a lot of potential. Okay. I mean a lot of potential. Potential that is so absolutely amazing. Okay. And I feel, ladies and gentlemen, that that's going to like make or break your world. Okay. But the thing is, it does not happen overnight. It does not happen overnight. So if it doesn't happen overnight, then how is it that we can actually get what we want? Well, that might sound hard, but it's about the fact that we can embrace things. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that embracing and seeing the good in people is a fantastic thing. But there's a real truth, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about revelations in darkness. See, we learn the truth in the darkness. That could be good, it could be bad. But the darkness reveals the truth. You know what this reminds me of? And I'll give you kind of an analogy. When you use lemon juice to write a secret letter, right? And so everything seems great in the light. But then you apply heat to the paper with the lemon juice, okay? that you wrote your secret in. And the lemon juice is relatively strong organic acid, and it contains citric acid. And so when you write on the paper with lemon juice, the acid weakens the fibers within the paper, and it starts to decompose, therefore seeing your message. All right. So same thing happens, ladies and gentlemen, with the light and the dark. When things are dark, we get a revelation. We get to see if somebody has an inner joy, what they're like inside of them. Let me give you an example. So some people will want to shut you down when either A, they can't handle what you're doing because you might be too much positivity for them. That can happen. And then sometimes the blame that comes towards you is not really blame towards you. It's blame toward them, but they don't want to embrace that blame. Okay? They do not want to embrace that blame. And if they don't want to embrace that blame, how do you figure that out? Like, how do you know what's right or what's wrong? And I think that can be challenging for some people, right? It could be challenging how you actually do that. And I know that a lot of people get frustrated because of what they see or what they sense. But the truth of the matter is, it's not really bad. It's just the fact that they're afraid because it's something different. It's something they're not used to. So therefore, they decide that they're not going to allow it. They're going to shut it down. They're going to say you're too much. They're going to blame everything on you. Okay? Everything on you. And they do this because they're not ready for the growth. Now, we're not here to rank on our friends or our people that we connect with. But if they're not at the level we're at and we see that they're actually going to be bringing us down, it might not be time to be friends with them now. Maybe there's time later on. But don't think like you have to be fast friends with everyone. We need to embrace who we are as a person, embrace who they are as a person, and move forward. Some people are always going to be looking back, even when there's nothing bad back. They just keep looking back because that's how they are. They keep looking at it from time to time, and they can't seem to figure out why, okay, that's happening. And that's a big problem. It's a very, very big problem. And so if you can understand what that means, hopefully you'll embrace this whole concept, guys. You embrace the concept of who you are as a person, okay? And who that person is might not be the person that you're wanting to connect with. It might not be. They might be light years behind who you really are as a person. Who you really are as a person. And I think that's something that a lot of people, I don't know, they don't, I think they don't get it because they just feel that they're not wrong. They feel they are not wrong. And I will tell you that people wanting to be right sometimes is the whole reason they want to exist. If we can't accept that we might be wrong, then we're never going to have other friends in our life. We're never going to make that difference in our life. Okay? And that difference might be something that is really cool. Why? Because it's about who you are as a person. Understanding that. I think sometimes people just don't get it, and they blame everybody else but themselves because they're not ready to account for the fact that, you know, maybe they are the problem. You might have heard the saying before, if you're not part of the solution, ladies and gentlemen, then you are part of the problem. So let's talk about inner light. So as I said to you, when there's darkness, we get the truth. When somebody has an inner light that's so beautiful, it's able to shine, it sparkles, right? Even in darkness. So people are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. Everything's perfect. Everything's rosy, right? But when the darkness sets in, the true beauty is revealed only as if there could be a light from within to shine out. Now, that quote comes to us from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Amazing. And I want to tell you that if you don't embrace that, if you don't understand that you need to be the light in the world, then you're not going to attract people. You're going to push them away. What do you do if somebody that you're hanging out with tells you that you're not good energy for them, or tells you that could be anything, tells you something that you know is not true? You're not here to defend it. You just feel hurt by it. It's important to acknowledge to the other person that you get it, that you understand where they're coming from, and I didn't know that I was being that way. Regardless of whether you are or you're not, it's not a game or a conversation about, you know, who's right and who's wrong. It's a conversation about trying to meet in the middle. It's a conversation about keeping the lines of communication open. Some people get very drained around others. Did you know that? Yes. Some friends will get drained around someone that talks a lot. We call it emotionally draining is what we call it. Okay. That's probably the most important thing. And I know that you're probably saying, John, I can't see how this is going to make a difference in my life. So when somebody has that brokenness, or you can't see their light, maybe you need to show some empathy toward them. Show some compassion if you're that inclined. And when you do this, listen. And if it doesn't work, then maybe send them a letter or an email. And at the very bottom, let them know that you're not going to contact them back again until you hear from them. So take your time, however long it takes. Some people like to know they got that control. And other people just, I don't know, they just don't understand what an inner light is. So the question you might be asking yourself, everybody, is how do I develop my inner light? You want to spark your inner light, right? you want to share your zest for life, ground in nature, enjoy fiber foods, be more you. You know what I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen? Express gratitude. Feel gratitude. People that, I don't want to use the word take advantage, but people that just assume something's going to be one way, are usually going to be disappointed. People that have to know everything, people that don't appreciate the mystery of things, can be a problem. And so I think the reason that people get this way is because they're just not confident with who they are. People who are surrounded by drama, constantly complain, they're an emotional wreck. They could be all around you. They're the people who seem to suck the energy out of you. And they leave you feel emotionally drained. Some people know right away who these people are. But if you're not sure, if you have a mentally draining friend, here's some things that maybe you want to consider. Your friendship is emotionally or physically exhausting, and you experience anxiety, fatigue, or frustration when you talk or hang out with your friend. You regularly make sacrifices to make sure your friend's needs are met, and you worry about their issues more than you do about your own well-being. Your positive feelings for them are starting to disappear. You can't be yourself around them, or you censor your thoughts and feelings. You don't get a chance to ask for their advice or support. You no longer enjoy spending time with them or dread talking with them. You avoid their phone calls. So what's emotionally draining behavior? Because I really want to talk about this. It's important to us developing our light. Your friend vents to you nonstop or seems to always be in a crisis mode. Your friend never asks how you're doing, takes an interest in your life, or listens when you need to vent. Your friend has an endless list of needs and expectations. Your friend's problems are always bigger and worse or more extreme than yours. Your friend uses guilt and manipulation when you're not there for them. Your friend is rarely happy for you and often struggles with envy and jealousy. Your friend wants all the attention and monopolizes the conversation. Your friend doesn't know how to move on or let things go. Your friend has low self-esteem, needs constant reassurance, and lacks self-awareness. Your friend never thanks you for being there for them. That's a lot. When you have empathy and compassion, they're amazing gifts that you should share. If it happens to you on a consistent basis, it can be very draining. Maybe you're a person that you go somewhere and the other person is right away like interrupting your sentences. No friendship is worth compromising your mental health or well-being for. And that said, you might want to completely end the friendship, either especially if your friend's struggles are temporary, but it's important to protect yourself emotionally. Refrain from trying to fix them. People need to understand and to know that you're there for them. The understanding can take many forms. It can mean a hug, an offer to grab coffee or lunch, calling or texting to check in, and supporting your friend with care and concern. It doesn't mean solving their problems for them, playing therapist, dropping everything for them, or taking over things they should do for themselves. No matter how much you want to help or think that you might be able to do something, you need to avoid rushing in to rescue them. Offer an alternative. While it's tempting for a friend to rely solely on another for support and advice, the expectation is often too much responsibility for one person. Suggest that they talk to their doctor or mental health professional if your friend, repeatedly comes to you for advice, has anxiety issues, has signs of depression. While it's admirable that you want to be a good listener and compassionate friend, your friend is dealing with deep emotional pain. The best thing they can do is seek the advice of a professional. Empower your friend. While there's nothing wrong with offering advice, ultimately they need to devise a plan on how to address the issues in life. Know your limits. Take care of you first. This means acknowledgement isn't about being insensitive or selfish. Instead, it's about recognizing your self-worth, your limits, and your priorities. You can still be friends without sacrificing your life and all that you care about in the process. A strong sense of self-worth coupled with a healthy set of limitations can help you prevent imbalances in the relationship. Plus, you owe it to yourself to practice good self-care. Establish boundaries. If your friend calls late at night, don't answer the phone. Or if you do answer, tell them up front that you only have 10 minutes. Then you have to do something else. Once the 10 minutes have passed, politely end the conversation and hang up the phone. You also may need to establish boundaries about calling you at work, showing up at your apartment unannounced, or any other lines your friend appears to cross. And oftentimes I've seen that you may not be doing this, but they may be doing it to you, and then they're going to blame you that suddenly you're the one being insensitive. I've seen this so many times, but it's actually your friend that's being insensitive to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk a lot more about the marvels of stained glass and why life is like stained glass. It is so beautiful to look at the sun or light radiating through stained glass and all the many colors it can have. However, the real beauty comes when you turn out the light and there's darkness. For if your own light is true and real, it'll light up your own stained glass window so others can see you. That's the importance. Ladies and gentlemen, I am John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It's been a privilege, pleasure, and honor to be with you this fantastic evening. I hope you'll like, love, support the channel. Comment below, tag your friends, colleagues, and associates, and of course, share this out with everyone you know on social media. And you know what? Be sure to follow me on TikTok as well. Have yourself an amazing evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Have a great one. And remember, learn to be the light. If other people are coming to you and telling you that you're overwhelming, you're overbearing, acknowledge it. Whether it's right or wrong, doesn't matter if it is or isn't. Acknowledge it. And as you move forward, pay particular attention to that situation. Put in things to help you in them. Maybe it's something like if you're going to meet together, you need to put your meeting down in a formal sense. Maybe the person has a problem that you call them. But if you don't tell them that calling bothers you, you can't expect them to just know it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. Have yourself a fantastic evening, and I'll catch you real soon. All right, everyone. Have a good night.